Today's show is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cag. Just pay for shipping. Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 528. I'm your host, Cheapy D, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's new YouTube. Hold on, wait.
Wait, no, I want to know more about my new YouTube.
Take two.
What? Okay.
A man whose new YouTube channel features only videos of dead bodies in foreign countries, Wombat.
Yeah, but I get the written consent of the people. In
the dead bodies, you get the consent?
Yes. I put a pen in their hand and I have them sign a piece of paper.
Just like the Joker in Batman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's your Uncle Bingo.
He signed it with his gold dead hand.
Shipwreck, how you doing? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
We did it. This is our, let's see, it's 2018, so this is our 13th year of CAGcasting.
Lucky 13. It's all uphill from here.
Right. I think it'll be pretty much smooth sailing, as usual.
We'll catch Marvin Lewis at some point.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the coach.
He's the Bengals football coach. He's been our coach for 15 years and just got a two-year extension, and he's never won a playoff game.
It's crazy.
He must have naked pictures of the owner or something.
The owner's just lazy, I think. Like, it's so much easier just to, like, not have to go search for another coach.
Sure. I guess. I don't own a football team or any professional sports franchise, so.
Why not?
They don't make them cheap enough for me to own.
You really, you know, I think it's, what is it, the Carolina Panthers, I believe, are up for sale. You should buy them.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Right. If it was like the Carolina Panthers of cockfighting, I could probably buy that franchise.
Ooh, the Carolina Cockthers?
Carolina Cockfighters.
Yes, the Carolina Cockthers.
Cockbiters.
Anyway.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Now we're going to tell you our top favorite, five favorite games of 2018.
Of 2018, great. Yes,
we're going to predict them.
No, we're not.
We're not
going to
do that.
Let's do the Twitter thing.
We're not even going to pretend to do that.
The latest Twitter craze is to say your favorite game for every console you ever owned.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Go.
Ever. Bally Astrocade. Wizard of War. Am I good?
That's too old for both Wombat and I.
Intellivision.
You're getting there.
I'm going to make it really easy. It's elevator action, and it's for all.
Advanced Dungeons & Dragons.
I started thinking through that, and I had a different Tony Hawk game for several systems in a row.
That's a different Twitter question. What's your favorite Tony Hawk game?
The one with Spider-Man. No, Wolverine. The one with Wolverine. Yeah, it was the best one.
Was that 3?
I think so.
Spider-Man was in 2? I think. I can't believe I don't remember that.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Get out. Do you also have snow, Shipwreck? It's not snowing by you.
We have some snow.
But not, like, what do we have, Wombat? How much snow do we have?
Well, we got, the thing with this snow that made it weird is that it was relatively light snow, and because of, you probably heard of the bomb vortex, it was very windy. So some parts of my driveway, the snow is 2 feet high. And in other parts of my driveway, the snow is about 4 inches high.
Oh.
So I honestly have no idea how much snow we got because it's not, you know, it's not that nice even.
Oh, mine was even.
Snow that we, yeah, I didn't get so lucky. I'm going to guess it's probably somewhere around the 8 to 10 inch realm. Yeah,
I think we got like 7 or 8. Yeah. Judging by my slope, my snow, how easily my snowblower goes through the snow, my shitty electric snowblower, it was pretty much at its limit of being able to handle what it what was on the ground.
I went out and shoveled with a regular shovel, whilst my next door neighbor was using his snowblower, his big gas
powered monster.
And I did pretty much the whole driveway, except for the part where the driveway ends and there's like and the street is and but the plows don't hit. And just as I was getting up to that, he's like, "I'll take care of the rest." So I was like, "Oh, thanks."
That's a little John Henry. That's the hardest you got part. Going there.
Where was he an hour ago?
Exactly. I think he was waiting for me to do like 90% before he's like, "I'll take care of the rest." But I'm not going to complain, though. Still, I was exhausted by then anyway, and cold. It's cold out.
Yeah. My favorite Sega Saturn game was Bomb Vortex.
That was an import title, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a shmup.
Yep, it was a shmup. Definitely a shmup. Mm-hmm.
Ty's off of school tomorrow again.
So are my children. Back. They're both, yep, four, 2 days, no school.
4 day weekend.
Sounds lamey to me.
Yeah.
Lamey?
Mrs. Cheapy was like, "What's wrong with you lazy Americans? What is going on?"
Yeah, there's no reason for it. I think everyone's just afraid of lawsuits.
Well, it's supposed to be really
she's
cold.
A lazy American now, right? She's official.
No.
Yeah, she's got a green card.
Green card, so that just means you're like a permanent resident. Doesn't mean you're a citizen.
You can't be a lazy permanent resident?
Well, after you are a permanent resident for a while, you automatically inherit the laziness, and then you understand the full American way of life. It takes a little time after the green card, though. So be patient. In about 10 years. Should be with the program.
Can't wait.
Well, we have a lot of watch this bitches. We were very busy.
I know
over
we
the break.
We saw well, we were gone for 2 weeks, and there was a lot to see.
What does that even mean? There's a lot to see. There's always a lot to
there
see.
There's a lot of stuff. There's always not always, but there was a lot to see. Anyway, you saw a movie about a woman that has sex with a fish. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, I did. I saw The Shape of Water, and that is what the movie is about, basically. Yeah, Ty was at ski camp. He went away for a sleepaway ski camp with the Japanese school, so we are able to go to an adult movie. I mean, not an adult movie.
There is an adult version of this, though.
What does that mean? You mean like if I go on Pornhub, there's like I can watch...
A woman have sex with a fish.
Is that what you're saying? I don't even know if you're joking or not. Like, you know how they make those movie spoofs of porn?
I know. There's I don't God, know if there I'm probably joking is. Or not either. Yeah.
Like, actually, it's probably, you know, it's not that big of a film. It's not exactly Star Wars. So, I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of what the porn parody name of it would be, of The Shape of Water would be.
The Shape of This Fish Dick?
I don't know.
Fish Dicks?
Yeah.
It's like Splash, reverse Splash, but with a lot less jokes. And the bad guy is much more of a villain than the bad guy in Splash.
And no one says bocce balls.
No one says bocce balls. No scientists pretend to be sweet from Sweden and quote Swedish porn. but it was. I will say that I was entertained, and I wouldn't say that I cried during the movie. But I would say my eyes
were... Did you cry during Splash?
I couldn't say. It's been a while.
Probably.
I don't know.
When they're taking her?
No, not in the middle. Maybe the...
Not Madison. Maybe no.
Anyway, Shape of Water, I would recommend it. Mrs. Chibi liked it also. It was better than Star Wars. Last Jedi. Thank you. I would see it again and again.
It was better than Cats. You beat me to it.
I also started watching Black Mirror Season 4, which just came out on Netflix. We watched the Star Trek episode and the Black Museum episode, and they were both excellent.
I have never seen an episode of Black Mirror, but the Star Trek episode intrigues me. Should I just watch it, or do I have to watch something else before I watch that?
You don't. There are some references, but I do not think it added to my enjoyment at all. I would recommend you just watch it.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, very good.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah. And it's gonna. It's so, not gonna go in the direction that you're thinking, because this is.
Well, that's bleh. That's all. I assume that's why it's a Black Mirror episode.
Well, I didn't know that you watch Black Mirror.
I don't. Right. I just said I've never watched it, but I'm familiar with the concept. Okay. I've watched The Twilight Zone, and I know this is like a Twilight Zone show.
I know. There's no like 70s rock bands featured in these shows, so I know you're not. It's not right up your alley.
That is true. I watched a second Rush documentary. Over Stop. Weekend, so I'm not even going to talk about that one.
I mean, I really like Rush. Mm-hmm. And I'm not embarrassed to admit that, and I know a lot, you know, I'm very familiar with their music. I can't really imagine the situation that I'd have to be in to watch a Rush documentary. It would probably have to
be the Beyond the Lighted Stage documentary that is on Netflix. That's like the penultimate Rush documentary. That's the really good one. That's totally worth a watch. The other one I watched is the one that's narrated by Paul Rudd about the band's last tour because they're done.
Okay.
And that's okay. It's okay. It's not as good as I'd like it to be.
All right. Let's move on. Somebody wrote Jumanji. You probably saw it.
I did. I saw Jumanji.
The new one?
The new one. The Rock.
He's
Kevin
delightful,
Hart.
Isn't he?
He is. They both are. The Rock and Kevin Hart. They're a good team. I like them in Central Intelligence together as well. We all went. We went as a family of four. So, and we enjoyed it. All of us. It's a very light. It's light fare. Don't expect to leave there going, that was an interesting plot twist at the end. No, that's not going to happen. But you are going to enjoy, you know, the movie, and you know, because it has that whole video game element.
Sure.
But it's not like it's not like there's a lot of references to video games or even that much about video game cliches as I think that they could have gone. But again, it's still a fine. It's fine. That's my review.
I might see it.
Welcome to the Jungle.
Maybe tomorrow, yeah. If we have time.
Yeah, you could take Ty to go see it. There's a couple of instances of I would say crude humor, I think is what they call it. But it's
fish
not.
Sex.
There is some fish sex. There are a couple of dick jokes. So, all right. And they say shit, I think, a couple of times to the point where Elliot said, they said the S word. What?
That's
twice.
Weird for this movie, right? Like, why?
It's I think that it's surprising that they didn't make this movie PG. Like, they could have taken, just cut out the S-bombs and had it be a PG movie. I think there's something about the commercialism of PG-13 over PG.
Well, even if it was, like, it's got guns and stuff, so you can go the PG-13 route with it. It's just odd.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's no reason for the language, but, you know, there's also, they also say shit in Ghostbusters, and I saw that in the theater when I was six, so what can you do?
Yeah.
It's not like he's, it's not like my son's, yeah.
That was
it's
weird.
Not like my, if my son was walking around the house now going chit 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 chit, I'd be like, oh, I screwed up somewhere. But he's not. It's fine.
Right. I let Ty know that, you know, sometimes we're gonna be watching something or listening to something that has curses in it, and it's okay because
just be cool.
Just be cool, and we can continue to listen to things with curses in it. Otherwise you're gonna ruin it for everybody. And I said, look, this is art. And in art, sometimes to express yourself properly, you have to curse. And that's
wait for his art teacher conference with
him. I wanted to give him a reason why he couldn't be doing this in his
life. I asked your son what the painting was called, and he said, it's a fucking rainbow.
So I said, if you want to create art, you know, someday and have it, you need feel like you need to put curses in it, that'll be okay. But mm-hmm. not, you know. Can't tell me, can't ask where your fucking dinner is. All right.
Yes.
We're still on Watch This Bitches, believe it or not.
Yeah. I saw The Kingsman 2. I rented it. It was fine also, enjoyable. I liked it.
Slow motion fighting? A lot of slow motion fighting?
A lot of slow motion fighting.
Any
you know,
cursing?
I posted. There is definitely some cursing. It's not as graphically violent as the first one is.
It'd be hard to be much more graphically violent than that.
I know. It's also, you know, there's a lot, you know, the first Kingsman movie is like when you see that for the first time, there's a lot of stuff you're just not expecting, and it goes in lots of weird ways. Mm-hmm. This movie does more of that, but because you saw the first Kingsman movie, you're like, oh, yeah, I guess I kind of saw that coming.
You're expecting some nonsense.
Yeah. So I think some of the uniqueness is gone, but that doesn't make it a bad movie. It just makes it more almost like a straight-ahead action movie.
Right. All right. I might Netflix. See you on Netflix, Kingsman 2.
Yeah, it's definitely a Netflix movie. That's how I saw Kong Skull Island the other day, too.
Oh, nice.
Which is that movie is a movie I saw. But let's talk about something good.
Is it dumb? It's just like you don't give a shit by the end, right?
Yeah, by the end of the movie, I don't care. It's like you don't care who's alive.
Most of these movies, that's the problem I have, is I could give two shits. When it's like primarily an action movie like that, it's tough.
I forgot. Oh, it was the day after New Year's, and we went stayed at a friend's house for New Year's Eve, and I was just tired and cranky, so I just sat in the bedroom and watched a movie.
Kingsman?
No, that's what I watched. Guest. No, after. We were home.
I thought you had come stayed home. At these people's houses.
And
watched a movie.
I'm not a good stay up late person, and by 1:30, I really wanted to go to bed. But everyone's like, "No, we're up. We're having a good time. You got to stay awake."
Oh, New Year's? You're saying?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That. And then the next day, when we woke up, I was like, "Okay, I just want to get home. I want to get into my bed, and I'm going to watch a shitty movie, and the three of you are on your own."
What time was that, though?
That was the next day was 11. Morning. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right. Did we all watch The Toys That Made Us?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No. What?
Oh, my God. You had one thing to do.
Mrs. Chibi's not that interested in it. Ty's not that interested in it.
He would be if you just put it on.
No, the curse in it. Likes that. Did I? Yeah.
I know Elliot was watching it with me, and I wasn't expecting that either. And he's like, they said more bad words. I know they said bad words, but it's about toys.
No, I will watch it. I just haven't gotten around to it. There's so much stuff to watch. That's why I don't understand why people are afraid.
For those who don't know, The Toys That Made Us is a documentary on Netflix about toys from primarily... Huh?
It's a documentary series. It's going to be documentary 8 episodes. Series. It's 4 of them are out right now.
Yep.
And
I watched all 4 in a row.
I did not do that, but I watched all 4.
I wasn't planning on it, and then the next thing I know, I had watched all 4.
Do you stand up at all during this when you're at home?
Huh?
When you're at home, do you stand up at all?
No.
Oh, my God. You need an Apple Watch that yells at you to stand up.
I'm not home that often. That's the problem.
How do you watch? How do you watch? Binge watch 4 hours worth of something?
It was a Sunday afternoon. Like we had come home from everything we needed to do, and I was. I think we were eating dinner when I put the first episode on, and then I was like, and then I just it just kept going. Like I could still do things like start the bath and get the kids ready for bed and still have it on and be able to watch something like that. And then when it was done, it was like, 9 o'clock. So, yeah, totally works. It checks out.
Yeah, so it's Star Wars, then Barbie, then He-Man, then G.I. Joe were the 4 episodes.
Yes. And here's my advice for anyone after watching this documentary. If you're given the option of a flat fee or a partial fee with royalties, if you believe in the product you're selling, take the royalties.
Why? Who didn't take the royalties?
G.I. Joe guy didn't take the royalties. Barbie guy did.
Nice.
So.
Well, when I launch my action figure line next year, I will definitely keep that in mind.
Yes. Make sure that when you pitch it to Hasbro, that you're like.
Right.
And I will take the 1% royalties. Thank you.
Wombat and his couch commandos. That's my line.
That sounds like
it seems like such a hard thing for him. Like, even if he had taken the royalties, don't you think Hasbro would have just been like, all right, we're going to call it something else now.
Yeah. When they relaunched it,
right.
Like, do they call it G.I. Joe?
Right.
Or do they call it,
G.I. John.
Yeah. Army Men. Captain Army Man.
I want to check that out because I have a lot of those toys.
It's cool. It's
a
fun.
I see a lot of Cincinnati.
There is a lot of Cincinnati. It is a fast watch.
Was Star Wars in there in the first four or no?
That's Star Wars. That's Cincinnati.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole first episode.
Got it.
Nothing but Star Wars.
We watched Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back we just watched Empire Strikes Back today. Because Ty's been home. Those are good movies. Did you know?
Yep.
We watched the despecialized edition. That's the original
Empire. They didn't change much in Empire.
I'm hoping they go back and add Snoke into some of these scenes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ty enjoyed them. So that made me happy. Those movies still hold up. It's really amazing 40 years later that those movies, they don't look like garbage. It's pretty surprising. How about some new releases?
No.
Right.
Because it's a terrible time to release a game.
Right.
Yeah, there's really not any.
Good.
It's bunch of indie stuff that's out before that's coming to the Switch and some arcade archives. Yeah, versus Super Mario Brothers.
Sweet. Hey, where's our show feedback? Wombat.
It was all about Star Wars spoiler stuff.
So long ago. We haven't done a show in so long.
Yeah. I didn't want to talk about more Star Wars spoilers.
Nobody talked about our top five list or anything like that?
Nope. No.
We were all right.
People just want to talk about
Star Wars. No, I'm not even making that up. No.
Right. Well, the Star Wars thing is pretty divisive, I think, and people want to focus
yes.
on that.
Yes, and it was, I will say this much, it was pretty much, I would say maybe 50-50, people who agreed with you and people who agreed with me in Shipwreck. So
I feel like it's like that on Twitter too. When I make an anti-Last Jedi comment, I get about 50%. GB, you're a joyless person, and 50%, I'm right there with you, GB.
You could agree with you on the movie and still also agree that you're a joyless person.
That's not true.
I don't think those are two mutually exclusive things.
The guy, like one person was like, GB, you know, I think then he said he was joking. I never understood, you know, people say shit to you and then you call them out on it and they're like, oh, I was just joking.
I'm a huge fan, yeah, man. I didn't mean it. Right, yeah, like, I know.
Don't fucking bust my chops. Like, come on.
Because they think because people, you know, they think they're your friend. And I get it to an extent. But
sarcasm doesn't come across really well on Twitter.
No, it's no.
Especially if you don't know the person. It's not helping.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can just all agree that Missile Command was the best game on Atari 2600.
You know what else we didn't talk about?
No, with a joystick, though. It wasn't that great. I mean, you take a game that uses a trackball and three buttons, and then you break it down to a joystick with one button. It's not ideal. Combat was the best.
I did like Combat was great. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
I got my ancestry results back. We didn't talk about that.
We didn't talk about that.
How did we forget about talking about that? Let me guess, you're 80% wombat.
I'm going to guess you are a European Jew.
I'm going to guess you're... 80. No, don't say it yet. 117% Jewish.
Pretty close. Almost. What, you forgot that I'm only 89% European Jewish.
Okay.
And then I am 6% Finnish. 2% from the Middle East, 1% Greece, and then 2% randomness.
What does that even mean?
That means that I have descendants that were born in...
Finland. But they just like strolled through Finland because there's only 2%. Or they thought about visiting Finland.
They had
Finland.
Some sex while they were in Finland.
There is, I mean, Finland and Russia are separated by a body of water. I mean, there's not that much between them, I guess. Mm. So...
Right. It's hard to tell.
So if you look at the map, my map of where my relatives come from is like it's basically a Venn diagram where there is a center where everything kind of meets. My wife's DNA test was completely the opposite. It was just blotches all over the map. It looked like someone spilt tomato soup on it. Hmm. Nothing. She's part Mediterranean. She's part Spanish. She's part Native American. She's everything. So.
Oh.
She's much more interesting than I am. She's 30% Native American, 30% Mediterranean.
Did she know that?
No, she had no idea.
She could put that on her college application, like Elizabeth Warren.
Right. Like, she was born in Columbia. What are you going to do with this information with Wombat?
Well, my wife, don't forget, my wife was adopted and she had no idea what her
I understand hers.
Yeah, like, there was
Wombat didn't want to feel left out.
Okay.
We thought it'd be fun for us both to do it.
It is fun. I want to do it.
We did a whole family tree thing. And you could also, like, if anyone else takes your DNA test through it, they can contact you and say, by the way, we're related. It's the funny thing is, my wife has a friend who's really into this whole ancestry thing. And she's been helping us put our family trees together. And when she was putting together my family tree, she found out that I'm actually related to her.
That's crazy.
To your wife?
No, to this woman that's helping us put our trees together.
You should have had the dog piss on the thing or whatever you have, spit on the thing.
You spit on it, yeah. And I could have come back at 20% canine.
All right.
Yes, whatever.
Everybody's having a good time over the break. Wombat's finding out where his ancestors are from, and we're watching the original trilogy.
and I got a Philips Hue set.
Yeah, and
how's that treating you?
It's fine. I can now tell Alexa to turn the foyer light on and a random lamp in my bedroom.
Right.
Live in La Vida Loca.
Right.
We're a lot more involved with the Hue system.
We put dots in every room in the house here.
That's like a ritual.
I feel like I busted your balls too much on the ancestry thing to go to do it immediately.
To bust my balls on the dots. Well, I didn't buy the dots either. I had no. I had nothing to do with that.
When you say Alexa, do they all light up at the same time?
No, but my house is small enough that you think they would.
Right. That's where I was going.
Yes, I know. We're using them as intercoms, which is even dumber.
Can you just, like, knock on the wall? Be like, hey.
Yes. Yes. My house, for those playing at home, my house is very small. So having one Echo and three dots in a house this size is comical.
They make them pretty cheap, though, during the holidays. You sort of
Well, they were $30 each, and it's the one thing Sabrina wanted, so we got her one, obviously, for the holidays, and she loved it. And when I showed Laura how the intercom thing works, because we had it set up just for, we have the one in the living room and the one in her room, she thought it was so, useful that she immediately just ordered two more, and the next day we had two more at the house. So what can you do? Just
keep an eye on her. Doesn't sound like normal behavior.
I don't think it is.
All right. Let's.
That's what happens when you find out that you're 33% Italian.
And Native, 30% Native American.
And 30% Native American.
And she's 30% Echo Dot now.
And 30% Echo Dot.
And she's also 30% Harry's. Eh? Huh? Huh? Harry's. Yes, it's time to talk about Harry's. The fantastic razor blade company. And I know what you're thinking, Wombat. You're thinking, how can I incorporate Harry's into my various New Year's resolutions? Isn't that what you were thinking?
Yes. Tell me how.
Well, if you were thinking that you would like to be smarter with your personal finances, then Harry's fits right in because Harry's makes the blades themselves in their own German factory and sells them to you direct at half the price. It's very inexpensive. You're going to save money. What about if your resolution was to take better care of yourself?
Yeah.
Well, Harry's products have won countless awards. And you're going to look great and you're going to feel great. What if you wanted to lose weight? You could shave away the pounds with Harry's. No, that's not right. Can't do that. But of course, Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. And that's why over 3 million guys have switched over to Harry's. And Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades. They'll give you a trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/CAG. All you have to do is just pay for shipping and you'll get a free trial set, which includes the razor blade, the handle, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. love the shave gel and the post-shave balm, and you'll find that the blades are super sharp and will give you an awesome close shave. So go to harrys.com/cag right now. harrys.com/cag. Start off the new year right, Wombat. Thank you. All right, let's move on. Multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. What skins have you gotten so far in the Winter Wonderland event?
I got the one that looks like a stocking. The one that you like, the like a Christmas stocking one.
The menorah. And did you get the menorah?
I got the dreidel.
They had a dreidel actually 1 year.
Did they?
Yeah.
See?
I don't think they had a menorah.
I got the menorah. I got the latke.
Latke, yes.
And the Sauvignon.
Did you get Judah Maccabee?
I did. I got Judah Maccabee.
The Roadhog Judah Maccabee skin. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to talk about with Overwatch. I haven't really been playing much, but I have been playing a lot of Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Tell me about it, Stud.
Well, I know you've been playing it a lot too. You've been playing more than me.
I have been playing.
You had to test out the Xbox gifting.
And I think people need to understand that I was off of work last week. That I wasn't. That I was like, he's seen a lot of movies and played a lot of games. Yes, I did. I was off of work, so I was able to.
Yes, there was a sale on Xbox to pick up. You could pick up the gold edition of Ghost Recon Wildlands, which includes a season pass and a bunch of other crap for $50. So I bought it for Wombat, and then I bought it for myself, and then I bought it for Shipwreck because I realized it was really good and that we should all be playing it together.
Well, it was funny. The way it started was because we were talking about it, and you had asked me if I had played the trial, which they do it that the smart way that EA does it with their trials, where you play the first 5 hours of the game, and you could just buy it if you like it, and you don't lose your progress, and you keep your 5 hours. And I played that first 5 hours of the game because you were like, well, you play the first 5 hours, and let me know how it is. And I started playing it. I'm like, this is awesome. So...
yeah,
I'm glad that you took my word for it.
How would you describe it to people? Because a lot of people, I think this game is, even though it was one of the top-selling games of the year, I don't know like anybody who's really playing it.
That's how every Ubisoft game is, though.
Exactly.
It's every Ubisoft game. It's the hottest thing around, and you have nobody, no one who plays them.
It's kind of, it's an open world.
It's Far Cry with Ghost Recon stuff in it.
I would say it's like a Far Cry meets Grand Theft Auto meets Ghost Recon.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds fine. It definitely has the Grand Theft Auto stuff in there because it's got the cop meter.
Yep, it's got a cop meter. It's got stealing vehicles from people in the middle of the street and going to your next point and, all that kind of stuff. But you're an army man, so you say stuff like, I need to commandeer this vehicle for the good of whatever.
Right, not get out of the car, bitch.
Yeah. So, yeah, you say things like that. And you're not supposed to kill civilians. It's actually hard to kill civilians.
I've managed to do it.
It's not that hard.
My guns have a lot of penetration, so.
Right.
So they'll go through the bad guy.
Some civilians. You can kill some. comes up with a thing on the screen.
Right.
Uh-huh. There's kids in this game, though. I didn't try to kill any of them.
That's good.
And cows. I did try to kill them. And you can.
You can.
I killed a cow. I've killed a bird. I've killed all sorts of stuff.
I'm really impressed with the shooting in the game. Feels really good. And I wasn't expecting
the weapons
that.
The weapons in the game are really good. There's a ton of weapons. And the weapons have parts. So not only is there, I think I have 7 assault rifles, and of the 7 assault rifles, 4 of them I could customize to change them up completely. So then that's just the assault rifles.
I guess
there's also your
sure. There's a lot of guns. I'll give you that, but I don't know. They're just guns to me.
Yeah, you find ones that are. You can see the stats, and you go with the ones that are good.
You go with what you like.
Right.
Although I haven't found a good sniper rifle yet.
Right. It's not like
Destiny.
It's not like Destiny or Borderlands or something where it's like, oh, this is a neat new gun. It's just like, oh, this is another assault rifle, and my green of whatever, my accuracy is better on this one, so I'll use this one.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how it works. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I'm
it's
okay
more
with that.
It's more like you're you know, you find these weapons on the map. You know, everything.
There's a lot of icons on the map.
It's one of those icon heavy map games.
Mm-hmm.
And so you
I've done one mission so far.
You're constantly like invading small bases and trying to steal a helicopter or interrogate.
Oh, I've done four map sections. I've gotten every blue icon in all four of those map sections. That's a lot of blue icons.
You have a drone in the game. I mean, basically, the gameplay, the basic gameplay loop is you pick something to do or something to pick up, like a new weapon or some skill points or to do a mission. You have to invade the base. You launch your drone and you find out where all the bad guys are. And if you play single player, it's really cool how it works the single player and the multiplayer. So you can play 4-player co-op. But if you're not playing with anybody online, it's the same exact game, except you have three computer control guys with you. And you can drop in into anyone else's game, and then the computer control guys disappear.
And what I like also is if I drop into your game and I pick up, say, a gun part, and then I leave your game and go back to mine, I still have that gun part. It doesn't change anything.
Right. Yeah, it's just the missions that don't carry over.
Yeah. Well, the missions would carry over if I did one that I hadn't done already.
That's not what it says on the screen. It says something about mission assist mode. It doesn't carry over.
I guess. All right.
I don't know what that means. They're just literally words on the screen. And I went, all right.
Oh, because I did that because there was that mission that Cheapy and I did repeatedly for about a day and a half. That when we finally finished it, it counted for me. So I don't know.
Oh, it was so funny. No, but I thought you finished it by yourself.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I had finished it first. Yeah.
Even though we failed so many times, it was still so funny.
Oh, it was so funny every time. We couldn't stop laughing playing this game together. And then we streamed it. And I think people really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
We were such bumbling idiots. We made it through, but we were such bumbling
idiots. Challenging.
I was so excited last night when I ran up to a tractor and it let me drive it.
And I got on the back.
Yeah, I was even more excited. Wombat must have just been like exiting out of the game because I was just like nudging Wombat around the map with the tractor, trying to get him to do something. And
I was out by that point.
Right, I was
just
like nudging you around the map, and then you eventually disappeared. And then I like drove over towards Cheapy, and then I got really excited that like all of a sudden he like jumped on the back of the tractor, and then he shot a lot of civilians.
Well, I didn't try to shoot the civilians.
Good work.
We were doing drive-bys on a tractor.
We did steal a helicopter as a team, and then Shipwreck left Cheapy behind on the ground.
That was fucked up, and I didn't get the credit for stealing the helicopter.
Really? Yeah. I left you behind?
Yeah.
I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's funny.
I was like, you were in the helicopter.
You didn't hear me cursing at you?
No. I didn't have...
Shipwreck needs a headset.
Well, I have headsets. I just didn't have one on.
You need to get one on. So that game's a lot of fun. We did a lot of goofy stuff in that game. And when I'm playing alone, I do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. Although, I do wish it was like, I don't know, a little bit more goofy.
So there's DLC that comes with a gold edition.
Mm-hmm.
The Narco Road DLC is supposed to be goofy.
Okay. It's got a really weird tone to this game. Like some of it's really dark. And then, like,
sometimes it isn't.
Yeah, and then sometimes I'm like listening to intel I found about a dead guy's boner, and they like talk about it for like 5 minutes. So I don't know. Weird.
Mm.
We tried to kill the predator too, but he wouldn't.
No
have
one
any
can
other.
Kill the predator. I don't think I'm beginning to think it's just not possible.
I got pretty far, I think, against him. Solo, because I was just like hiding behind a rock and my computer guys would like he would be aiming at them, so and then I wouldn't try to save them because they would save themselves.
The other thing that I did even when playing solo and trying, and also I feel like I got pretty far, was I got the second revive perk.
Mm-hmm.
So I could die twice and it still I still wasn't able to do it, so I don't know. Whatever. It's a fun game. I don't care. I'm not playing it for the Predator. So. Yeah.
There's a player versus player mode also, like 4-on-4.
I tried that last night.
It's pretty...
I mean, it's very different than any other game that I played like that, because it's very methodical and you're not really supposed to move a lot, I don't think.
Not really. You kind of hang out where you are and then you wait for someone to make a mistake and then you shoot them.
Yeah. It's all about camouflage and snipies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, really enjoying Ghost Recon Wildlands. At Shanafan writes in and asks, if you had started playing Ghost Recon Wildlands earlier in the year, would that have changed your top five lists?
Probably.
Yeah. It's a good chance. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck, maybe. I say maybe not. But maybe.
Maybe not. I the shooting in Destiny is still a lot more fun to me.
The question was, would you have put it on top of Destiny?
I'm just saying it probably would not have made my top five anyways, just because it's in the same vein as Destiny was, and it wasn't going to bump out some of my platforming. Yeah,
you need to get your wife playing it too.
I don't know. I think Destiny's enough for us to play together.
The sniping is so satisfying, though. It goes.
You could make her look like Lady J or Scarlet.
She cares about that.
I didn't ask you.
You care.
The thing is, she's not going to care about the loot in this game, and that's a big draw in Destiny. Is the loot does stuff. This is
should
just
we,
like
we should bring up though that your shipwreck does look like a shipwreck.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck made his guy look like Shipwreck.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Should we talk about the other squad based military game that I've been playing?
Please, is this where I go get a drink of water?
You can.
No, go ahead.
I got Sonic Forces for Christmas. I've been playing on the Switch.
Merry fucking Christmas!
So, who hates you and your family?
My wife.
That makes sense. That checks out.
Yeah. It's pretty competent.
It's competent.
It is. Yeah. Like
it's the Kong Skull Island of video games.
Well, you get to the whole thing starts off and Sonic dies at the beginning.
What?
He dies in the same way that like Superman dies in the Justice League movie or whatever.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So he's not really dead, but everybody thinks he's dead. So a new character that you create is introduced to try to help all of Sonic's crappy friends defeat Eggman.
And you're playing as, what is your character's name?
I chose a cat.
Cat. What kind of options are there? Can I be a
wombat?
Is it only mammalian characters?
Yeah, there might be some birds and maybe some lizards or something. Might only be mammalian. I remember there's a rabbit, a hedgehog. which the hedgehog option, I get that it's a kid's game because who's going to create a character that's a hedgehog in your Sonic the Hedgehog game?
I get it.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing it.
I went with a cat. You can be like a dog. I went with a cat because there's not that many cats in the Sonic universe.
There's Big the Cat.
Right. That's him. That's the one that I could think of as well. But this cat is skinny. And you unlock so much gear for these guys, Wombat. This is what you would like. and it's just completely ridiculous gear. He's currently wearing I can't remember if I have the baseball hat on backwards or forwards. But it definitely says gamer in all caps across it.
Nice.
He's got like a leotard on that it has like tiger stripes, and he's got some really nice like I guess military boots is what I have him in right now.
Do you get to give him a name?
No, I don't know. You don't get to give him a name, I don't think.
It's pretty sad.
And then classic Sonic comes along too, because he came from the other universe because everybody thought Sonic, the real modern Sonic, was dead. So he showed up.
It makes this all checks out.
Right. I don't know. It's a decent representation of modern Sonic. The levels are only like a minute and a half to 3 minutes long each if you like run through them like you're supposed to in Sonic. So it moves pretty fast. I don't know. It's not that bad. I'm enjoying it.
Nice.
Did you get some water, Cheapy?
No, I wanted to stick around and hear about Sonic.
About Sonic Forces.
Yeah.
Yeah. All his friends are there. You get him in all the cutscenes. The crocodile guy.
I'm just thinking like with Ghost Recon.
Mm-hmm. Can we call it Graw? Can we just stick an A in the middle
Graw
of it
is
somewhere?
Graw is a good name.
It's a great name. They just Ghost Recon Advanced Wildlands.
Right. They should have just.
There you go.
Yeah. Or Ghost Recon A Wildlands. A wild land. A wild land.
Also Wildlands.
Yeah. Where are we? Oh, Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. This is the news and stuff part, Wombat.
Okay. News me.
Did you know the Nintendo Switch is the fastest selling console in U.S. history?
History?
History.
Does that include in the days prior to us keeping records of these kind of things?
I'm guessing.
Like the 1800s? Like the 1800s?
Is 1800s?
Yeah. I don't know if they kept as good records back then. There may have been a console that sold faster.
Does this include digital console sales?
Digital console sales? It sounds like I read that. I saw the headline. I was like, wow, that's really impressive. But then you think about it.
And you think that there's more people today than ever.
It's not even
that, exactly.
It's not even that there's more people, which there are, obviously. It's that, I mean, in my opinion, I think that it's because they can just make so many more consoles now at once. They don't have to stagger it out and ramp up production.
I thought they were still fairly hard to find.
They're not hard to find. They were for a while. They were for a while. Not that hard to find, but
like, I don't know. There's no way. Like, I'm pretty sure that we were able – I wasn't involved, but they were able to crank out more Xbox 360s than they were able to crank out original Xboxes, and likewise, more Xbox Ones than Xbox 360s.
Yeah, so but the Switch is selling faster than the
right because they were able to make more because they're able to make. Oh, so there. I mean,
I think it's just I think a big contributor to it is the Wii U was such a failure that they hit mid console with this.
Well, nobody's holding on. No one's like, you know, I'm still really enjoying my Wii U. I'm just going to wait. No one's thinking that.
Right, exactly. They made a product that people were interested in that had Zelda and Mario in the first year.
Yep. So now they have to have Zelda and Mario for the second year.
Well, they can have, like, Mario Maker.
No, I want a real one.
You got a real one.
Want another one.
What do you think this is? Call of Duty? You're going to get one every year?
Yes. Yes.
How about Mario in space?
Fine. Give it to me.
It's a pretty good idea.
Spoilers. Yeah.
Spoilers.
Anyway, good for Nintendo. I'm glad that the Switch is a success, but it's not like the amazing success that it sort of sounds like at first glance. Although, yes, of course.
No, I think it is. I think it is. It's
amazing success.
It seems pretty good. That seems like a pretty good thing.
Better,
to do.
It's a better success than I had with my console this year.
Oh yeah, you're giving up already? It's only January.
No one wanted the Wombat Entertainment System. You're, the Wes.
You're only 4 days into January. I wouldn't give up already.
Would you like to buy a Wes?
Okay, I changed my mind. It's impressive. Good job, Nintendo. Hey. It's very impressive.
Keep it up.
Yes,
keep the games coming. That's the important thing.
How about like a Mario hockey game?
My fear right now is like great start.
Don't coast. No coasting.
Don't let this become the Vita, because all like it's getting so many of those indie games, which is great. Great games, fun. Like the Vita was fun. It had all the like portable indie games. This is great. Keep getting some other games too.
Yeah, I think they know.
I think they do. I'm confident that they will continue to shower us in great Japanese games,
like Mario Hockey, that really popular sport in Japan.
Sounds all right.
It's right. First it's earthquakes, then hockey. Let's see what else we got here. Paladins. That's a video game that you may or may not be familiar with. Announced that they're having, or it's out already maybe, a new Battlegrounds mode called Battlegrounds. I guess that's pretty ballsy to take the same name.
Is that, I mean, that's...
It's called
that's
Paladins Battlegrounds.
Battlegrounds. Here. That seems kind of shady is the word I'm just going to use.
Yeah. Well, it also starts with a P before Battlegrounds.
Right. And there's an L and an A.
It's got a lot of those letters in there.
Yeah.
Maybe people think that PlayerUnknown finally figured out who he was, and he's Paladins.
He's Paladin. He's shortened his name from PlayerUnknown to Paladin.
I've never heard of this game before.
I remember, I think it's like Overwatch, I want to say. Who makes this game?
It was announced at Hi-Rez Expo 2018.
So Hi-Rez may make this
game. Is that a
game.
Chinese company?
They make Smite.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Hi-Rez.
Which isn't a terrible game. I've played Smite. I actually kind of like it.
Georgia.
I you know, I'm not saying I love it. I haven't played that much of it, but.
Oh, yeah. Paladins. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Tribes. They got to bring back Tribes. Let's not fuck.
Tribes Battlegrounds.
Tribes Dude.
It also looks like they stole the Skylanders font.
Yes, definitely. And maybe some of the art design. The character design.
Yeah, there's a free guy from Skylanders.
Right. It looks like the figures. They look like the figures.
What is his name? Stump Trump or whatever his name is?
that sounds like it could
That's
be
our
him,
president,
yes.
I think.
Is that his name? Stump The very best. I have the very best Skylanders. The very best Skylanders. They go right on the console. They go right in the game. They're the best.
I have the best game coming out. It's called Paladins Battlegrounds.
It's called Donald Trump's Battlegrounds. It's 100 people, and they all go after Hillary Clinton. You're going to love it. It's the best game.
All right. Where are we here? Are we at the CAG?
Winner, chicken dinner. So I just made that up.
Are the PUBG guys, are they suing these people yet or what?
I think they learned their lesson and didn't put out a press release announcing the game to everybody, which was good. I think that's good. It's good to learn. If I'm them, I'm definitely suing them. No question about it. You cannot do that. You cannot.
It just depends on how well they've protected that, right?
The name? I mean, I'm sure they've registered it as a trademark. And basically, all you have to do is prove that it would be confusing in the market. Once you're the trademark holder, you have to prove that it would be confusing in the marketplace. And of course, it's a very specific thing that the trademark covers. You know, that's the thing with trademarks. It has to cover something very specific. And in this case,
as long as they wrote it up right, this looks like they should have to change their name.
I'm sure it has to relate to a multiplayer, an online massive multiplayer game, blah, blah, blah. It's got to be very specific. So
yeah, Battle Space Grounds. Let's put a space in between battles.
Yeah, something. I mean, it's...
To call it the same thing is very...
Up.
Yeah.
That's pretty
That's not
up.
Cool.
No.
Paladin.
They could have given it another name. Yeah, they could have called... Exactly. Paladin Fight Land. Done. Fight Land. We got it.
Fight Club.
Paladin's Fight Club.
Maybe not Fight Club. Mm-mm. All right. Well, are we at the CAG bag?
Yeah.
Good,
we're also an hour into the show, so it kind of makes sense.
I'm tired from shoveling and snow blowing. I had to shovel a little.
You didn't shovel anything. You don't even know.
The snow blower doesn't get everything because it's not a good one, so I have to get the shovel out too.
Yeah, I shoveled. I shoveled.
You shoveled more than me. I admit it.
Yep.
Wait, I want to look up Battlegrounds now, though, and see the trademarks. There's probably so many, though. Yeah, there's like
a fucking million
of them. Battlegrounds.
Wasn't there once a Star Wars game called Battlegrounds?
Yep. Player Unknown's Battlegrounds is registered. Wow.
Yep. That was like a RTS game, Star Wars Battlegrounds.
You have to
remember
be
not hating it.
Which one? Oh, Star Wars Battlegrounds?
Yeah.
See, I wonder if you can trademark just Battlegrounds.
You know? You may not be able to.
It was Star Wars Galactic Battlegrounds.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Or I wonder if PlayerUnknown trademarked just Battlegrounds. I don't know. It's pretty fucked up.
If though. He has even the full it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, but can show the confusion in the marketplace.
Yeah, I think that's
against
good
his trademark. Then he can. Then he probably has a case on his hand.
Not a lawyer.
You know, I'm
lawyer.
I'm a lawyer now.
Not a lawyer. Not legal advice. But
cool.
Regardless,
1-800-888-8888.
Right. Regardless, I think we can agree of the
GP
legal status.
GP Wombat injury attorneys.
I think we can agree that it's pretty much in bad faith to name your video game the same thing as.
Oh yeah, exactly.
The
it's
that
not
you
like
stole the concept from.
They can't say it's like a coincidence.
It's post colon.
Yeah, it's bad.
Anything after the colon is.
Yeah, fair. It's bad. It's they're yeah. Lawyers are being paid now to work on this.
Right. They should have just called it Paladin Star Wars.
All right. Let's do CAG bag and then go to bed.
Yeah, I got to go to work tomorrow.
At Siva13 writes in and asks, what gaming trends do you think we'll see in 2018? I'd like to hear your theories, wild or otherwise. Personally, I think AAA game production will continue to shrink and smaller niche games, not quite indie, think Hellblade or Yakuza, will continue to thrive. I mean, we're going to see a lot more Battlegrounds games, and they're going to call themselves Battlegrounds.
Yeah, we're going to see Call of Duty Battlegrounds. We're going to see Muppet Baby Battlegrounds.
How about the Grounds of Battle?
Ooh.
Call of Duty, the Grounds of Battle.
Sounds like something about coffee.
How about a game about 100 people at a Starbucks trying to get the coffee?
The Grounds of Battle.
Yeah.
I'm in. It's going to be, what's going to be the first one? It's like, their game is 100 people. Our game is 103.
I mean, I'm surprised that it's taken, that we haven't seen. I guess it must really be hard to get this working, this network play working on a game this size, because we haven't seen that many games pop up a Battlegrounds clone. Fortnite came
Not
out
yet.
Of nowhere and just like basically hit a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like I did it in like so did it so fast and so competently. You're wondering like where's Call of Duty? Where's Ghost Recon? Where are these big companies? It must be difficult.
The Division.
But I think this year we're going to see it. Far Cry. Is Far Cry not going to launch with this?
I don't know. Far Cry, they delayed it, so you never know.
That's my guess.
I agree with you. I'm very curious to see where this trend goes.
And games as a service, obviously. Loot boxes up the ass. You know what it is. All your favorites will be here in 2018. At Braden Manning says, why does Ty go to Japanese class when you've got two people in your house that speak pretty good Japanese already? I don't speak pretty good Japanese. I have friends that speak one parent speaks another language and their kids picked it up just fine without classes. Just curious. There's just so many letters you have to learn in Chinese and Japanese that you're not going to be able to learn all the characters unless you really do it in a school situation. And plus
also anything to get that kid out of the house.
Yeah. My Saturdays are so free now.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a good social aspect to it. They have these, they got the summer camp and the ski camp and all kinds of shit. He likes it. He doesn't complain about it. So, what the fuck?
Yeah. Now, just wait until the therapist bills start rolling in.
I think if he's older and says, "Hey, like, I really want to play on the high school soccer team or something," and they have to do stuff on Saturday, then like, he could probably stop going.
All right.
It's probably not going to happen, though. At 8... I can't read that. It's too small. Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy. Jeremy says, Apple now requires developers to list the loot box odds. Thoughts and shit? LOL. Yeah, I like that. That's a good thing. Yeah. I think that should.
They should.
I think console makers should do the same thing. Absolutely. It's the law in China. Why can't we get that shit happening here?
Mm-hmm.
At T Phillips 18 writes in and says, what are your thoughts on the Darksiders 3 trailer and news? Wombat, you're the Darksiders guy.
I honestly know very little about Darksiders 3.
I haven't watched it.
You're a woman now, right?
Is that what it is? That's what I thought.
That's what I remember, when I last checked on Darksiders.
Yeah, that's the kind of game that when it comes out, it'll sneak up on me and I'll go, oh, new Darksiders, cool.
I'll say, oh, new Darksiders, you're a woman now. Ah, forget it. No, just kidding.
Yeah, because I hate women.
Yes. That's why I hated Last Jedi. Because I hate women.
And, so many women.
And minorities.
Kylo Ren? Seriously?
Topless.
How many women?
How many women what?
This character design looks a little rough, actually.
For what?
Darksiders
Kylo
3.
Kylo Ren?
No, Darksiders 3.
Oh. At Esper Schlager writes in and says, are you happy that you got me refreshing Amazon every 15 minutes in desperate hope the Drop Mix Astro Pack comes back into stock? I am happy. I'm glad.
Are you happy about the new country pack?
Nope.
Why not? You're not going to pick it up?
Nope.
Why not? You don't like Carrie Underwood?
Poison?
Yep.
Does it have Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
Probably.
I guess it's got a country twang.
Am I supposed to bust out my spreadsheet now? Is that what you're telling me?
I guess. I don't know. Is that spreadsheet even have the lucky pack in it?
It's got everything, dude. Oh, I can't. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm sure whoever's making the spreadsheet is on top of the shit. I don't like country music, so I don't. Why would I buy the country pack?
Because every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
I don't agree that Poison is country music. Right?
You should write them a nasty letter.
No. Well, look at all these packs that I've never heard of. Moonlight? Which one is that? That's the lucky pack that you're talking about.
Yeah, lucky is the country pack.
The spreadsheet is so involved, it's just taking a long time to load. Anyway, enough about these packs. Yes, I'm happy. I hope you like the game, Drop Mix. I hope everybody picked it up for $50. And Shipwreck, are you playing it at all, or is it just sitting there?
It's just sitting there at the moment. I don't know. I had a lot of Christmas stuff going on.
I have so many packs now, I don't really know how to keep the packs. Do you just wrap rubber bands around them?
Oh, no. Am I a heathen? I've got a card case for them.
But for each, what do you mean? You put each playlist in its own case?
No, I put them all together into one.
Like a box?
It's like a plastic card case.
But the playlists are all separate, though. You don't want to mix up the playlists.
I mix them all together.
Can't do that, though.
That's how I listen to my music on my iPhone. Just random at all.
But you can't play that way.
Shuffle. Sure you can.
But you're supposed to check to make sure the packs are, your 30 cards are the right number of points and everything. You don't do that? You don't do that. You just put the cards down. Shipwreck's cheating at Drop Mix. Somebody call it, turn him in. It's not allowed. It's fucking it up for everybody. All right. That's good. That's enough show, everybody. I think we can all agree. It's time for bed. Let's remind everybody to go to raffle.cheapassgamer.com. We're going to extend the raffle to the end of the month. You can win a Project Scorpio Xbox One. You can win a $500 Amazon gift card, all by supporting Puerto Rico storm relief. The money goes directly to a charity there. So raffle.cheapassgamer.com. A lot of like 100, over 100 prizes that you can win. What else? Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/cheapassgamer. I'm going to be streaming with Spicer. I think pretty much we're on Fridays at like 10:30 New York time is our PUBG time. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Anything else?
I finally got the Boba Fett shader in Injustice 2.
I saw. I'm very proud of you.
I was very pleased.
Anything else besides that?
No, that's all I got.
Great. Good night.
Fred's done.
Astrocade. the professional video game system that gives you four-player capability, three built-in games, a calculator, and these new cartridges, Creative Crayon. Even the young can make beautiful pictures. The Incredible Wizard has a dungeon of surprises for you. You can even create your own games with Astrocade Basic, the easy computer teaching cartridge. Astrocade, the home entertainment sensation that's a personal computer, too.